The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 3:31 if you are listening to us live on this beautiful sunny Friday, March 12th. My name is Becky. And remember that, as always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's also lots of information and data available at the State Department of Health website. That's at doh.wa.gov. Remember, if you go to wa211.org online, or if you dial 211 from a phone anywhere in Washington, you can get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance during this challenging time. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. And the state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's a great resource for all of your questions regarding masking, testing, vaccines. Again, that number is 1-800-525-0127. They're open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays have got some extended hours. They're open until 10 p.m. And you can also text the coronavirus hotline by texting your question to 211-211. Our vaccine information for today? Well, more than 10% of Washingtonians are now fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Almost a third of Washingtonians, who are our elders, that's 65 and older, are fully vaccinated. More than 18% of the state's population has received at least one vaccine dose. Those eligible to schedule vaccine appointments right now at the moment include pre-K through grade 12 educators and staff who work in K-12 school settings, first responders, elders 65 years and up, long-term care residents, and those over 50 who live in multi-generational households, as well as veterans of any age. Veterans, if you are not in one of those other categories but you would like the vaccine, you can schedule your vaccine through the VA by calling 206-716-5716. There's a little bit of an update for today. By March 17th, vaccine eligibility is expected to open up to pregnant people, as well as those with disabilities that put them at high risk for COVID illness, as well as people who work in certain settings where they interact with many folks during the day, such as agriculture, food processing, grocery stores, public transit, firefighting, law enforcement, and incarceration facilities. This March 17th is an estimate by public health officials right now. It was originally slated and pushed till March 22nd, so it may actually be sooner that you can get your vaccine. By mid-April, the governor's office expects to open vaccine eligibility to people 16 and older with two or more medical conditions that put them at high risk for severe COVID illness complications, as well as anyone over 50 who had not yet been previously eligible. Folks living in correctional facilities and certain group home settings are slated to become eligible by the end of April, and all other adults can expect to have vaccine access by the start of summer. The website covidwa.com, it's not state-run, but it has proven to be a valuable resource for eligible individuals who might be struggling to access vaccine appointments. Pierce County businesses and organizations that have a capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic can contact the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by calling 253-649-1412. And of course, if you are an individual seeking to get your vaccine against coronavirus and you're eligible, you've gone through Find Your Phase, you've gone through Phase Finder at coronavirus.wa.gov, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers and clinics, as well as pharmacies that are offering vaccine appointments. Recapping yesterday's big news from the state level, starting on March 22nd, all counties in Washington will advance to Phase 3 under a revised COVID-19 reopening plan that was announced by the governor yesterday afternoon, shortly before we went to the air with our KTQA Daily Briefing. Restaurants, gyms, bowling alleys, and other businesses will be able to operate at 50% capacity. Now, this comes at a time when restaurant workers are still ineligible to receive the vaccine unless they fall into one of the other categories that have already been eligible. A maximum of 400 people will be allowed to gather indoors or outdoors with masks and physical distancing. Outdoor sports and cultural venues will be permitted to host spectators, but only at 25% capacity with masking. Indoor youth athletic competitions will also be allowed. State park group campgrounds campgrounds will reopen on March 22nd, and online reservations for those will be opening up at noon on March 18th. It is expected that those reservations will fill up quick, so go online to the state park campground sites noon on March 18th if you would like to get your summer reservation for some of those state park group campgrounds. And a few other changes with this reopening. The regional approach, which combined counties for the purposes of implementing COVID safety plans, will be abandoned, and restrictions or reopenings will again be at the county level. There's new metrics for determining phases that'll also go into effect. In order for a county to remain in phase three, COVID rates in very populous counties will need to remain below 200 cases per 100,000 people for over a two-week period, and COVID hospitalizations will have to stay below 5 per 100,000 people for a one-week period. In counties that are smaller, that means with fewer than 50,000 people, the metrics are far stricter. Cases among incarcerated individuals or jail workers will not count against a county in these metrics for determining staying in phase 3 or moving back to phase 2 or phase 1. Speaking of phase 1, the state will move back to phase 1 across the state if ICU bed capacity ever exceeds 90% in our state, and that's intensive care unit beds in hospitals. So if there's a lot of folks that get hospitalized and take up ICU beds, then all counties statewide would go back to phase 1. The state will evaluate counties every 3 weeks, with the first reevaluation slated to be on April 12th. More information on all of this is available at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section, or at governor.wa.gov in the news section. Now, while the number of new cases of COVID-19 has declined or plateaued in the state, cases of more contagious virus variants are increasing. The State Department of Health notes that the current virus rate is still higher than after our third virus wave. And a recent increase in Western Washington cases amongst individuals in the 20 to 40 age bracket might be predictive of another viral wave, as it had been a precursor to previous waves of viral increase in the general population over the past year. And despite allowances for larger gatherings, health officials do emphasize the importance of continued masking, hand washing, and distancing until viral rates are down even further. And today's big news at the state level. The governor announced earlier today that he's signing an emergency order for all public school districts to offer in-person instruction for elementary school students by April 5th and secondary students by April 19th. That means that by April 19th, all students whose families opt for in-person schooling will need to be offered at least 30% of their instructional time face-to-face on site. And that instruction has to take place over at least 2 days per week. You can't jam all of your in-person instruction day to 1 day a week. It has to be spread out over two. Districts may also offer full-time remote instruction for families who want it. And a hybrid instructional model where small groups of students report to campus part-time is the minimum for districts who are starting to reopen. Of course, all social distancing and masking safety protocols must be in place, including workplace safety guidance from Labor and Industries. Also, the State Board of Education adopted an emergency waiver program allowing waiver of certain high school graduation requirements for the class of 2021 due to the impact of COVID-19. And this is in accordance with a new law that's approved by the state legislature. It goes as follows. After a school district has tried all appropriate options to help a student meet credit and pathway graduation requirements and determine that the student has shown preparation for success after high school, a school district may grant an individual student a waiver of some of the graduation requirements. Use of the waiver must be documented in the student's records, including how the student demonstrated preparation for plans after high school. School districts are required to collect and report data on the use of waivers to the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction and the State Board of Education. And one more piece of news for our state level. The virology lab at University of Washington has confirmed a rare coronavirus variant that has been found in Washington State. It's actually been found in King County. This is the P1 variant that was first detected in Brazil. It is believed to be far more contagious than the predominant variant right now, and research has shown that it can evade antibodies from a previous COVID infection or antibodies resulting from inoculation via some of the available vaccines. Our regional news for today includes that the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reporting 117 new COVID-19 cases today, but no COVID-related deaths. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people remained at 154. Now, this is good because we were up in the mid-300s in early February, so we're down to 154, but we're seeming to plateau. This has been several days in a row that we have been at 154 for our 14-day case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County. Pierce County tenants who are struggling to pay rent can apply for rental and utility assistance at piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. Residents without internet access can call 211 and just ask for Pierce County Housing Help and Rental Assistance, and they will help you apply. Moving on to Tacoma information. The City of Tacoma has partnered with a private property owner to establish a hygiene station at South 8th Street and Yakima Avenue through April 7th of this year. This 30-day pilot program services will include portable toilet facilities, hand washing stations, dumpsters, and supplies for collecting trash. On-site evening security from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. will happen daily, and routine daytime monitoring will also occur. The services are in accordance with COVID-19 recommendations by the CDC to not disperse existing homeless encampments, but to support COVID mitigation instead. More information regarding the hygiene stations can be obtained by calling 253-250-1766 or by visiting cityoftacoma.org/hygiene stations. If you'd like to get involved in supporting unsheltered community members, you can email shelters@cityoftacoma.org or call 253-591-5000. A little news for those of us right here in the area of KTQA Studios. The Hilltop Safeway parking lot, located at 1112 South M Street, is the newest home to a glass recycling drop-off station. It's open 7 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., and it'll accept glass bottles, jars, and household batteries for free drop-off by residential customers. If you'd like more information on Tacoma's glass drop-off stations, you can go to tacomarecycles.org, or you can call 253-502-2100. On March 15th, that's this Monday, on Monday, March 15th, there will be a USDA food box distribution event at 3806 Portland Avenue East in the parking lot of the Fellowship Bible Church, starting at 2 p.m. until boxes are gone. Boxes contain 30 pounds of groceries that have pre-cooked animal-based protein, milk, yogurt, cheese, and vegetables. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. In addition to those permanent regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events. Testing events this weekend and next week for anyone who might be experiencing those symptoms we've come to associate with COVID-19, that includes sore throat, loss of taste and smell, headache, cough. You can get tested on Saturday, March 13th at Tacoma Musical Playhouse or at the 6th Avenue Apartments, which is also in Tacoma. On Sunday, March 14th, the health department will be doing free COVID-19 testing down at Fort Steilacoom Park and at the E.B. Wilson Apartment Complex in Tacoma. On Monday, March 15th, they'll be at Star Center and at Bethlehem Baptist Church on 48th and Portland Avenue East. On Tuesday, March 16th, the health department will be at Pierce College, both campuses, so Pierce College Fort Steilacoom campus in Lakewood and at the Puyallup campus. On Thursday, March 18th, they'll be at Vassault Park, and on Friday, March 19th, the health department will be doing free COVID-19 tests at the center at Norpoint and at Madrona Park in the Oakland neighborhood. Testing for those events runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need later hours, the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station is open till 5:30 p.m., and that's also overseen by the health department. Now, if you are a business or an organization that has the capacity to serve as a mobile testing site, you can get in touch with Tony Smith of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Just email tsmith@tpchd.org. There's also pharmacies that are offering a combination and variety of free drive-up rapid antigen testing or take-home tests as well. That's the information I've got for us today on this very beautiful, sunny Friday afternoon on March 12th. My name is Becky, and you've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember, you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for community resources. If you want to dial us or text us, our phone number here at KTQA is 253-330-8821. Now, if you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.